there does seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel for those cow-calf folks if they can get through the drought, if they can weather the high feed prices. But the fact of the matter is the cow-calf herd is still contracting. You know, it looked like we had started to slow cow slaughter here in 2023 compared to 2022. And for much of 2023, cow slaughter did run slower, but these last couple weeks it has really upticked, and we're back on pace with 2022 just in terms of weekly slaughter volumes. Another little tidbit there is we have nearly a record percentage of heifers on feed in our feedlots right now. So not only are we continuing to slaughter our cows, our beef cows, you know, just yesterday I was driving home from work and I was on the interstate next to a truck full of coal cows, you know, headed to slaughter. But we're also eating our seed for next year. The fact that we have so many heifers on feed as a proportion just means that, you know, where are our cows going to be, you know, next year, year after that. So, you know, if folks can weather the storm, where we're standing right now, it looks like it could pay off in the long run. But, you know, I just wish people the best out there as they're making those decisions.